Where is he?
Stop fretting, he'll be here.
I'm not fretting, I'm just panicking loudly.
Well, stop panicking loudly then.
Darling, I love you, but I feel I'm allowed to panic given the situation. Our cover's blown, the police protection isn't here. I'm holding a daughter who's literally 10 hours old on a freezing December morning. And, rather crucially, Darren Bayes, a murderous gangster, is after us.
After you, technically. You were the one who testified. Me and baby have done him no wrong.
Oh, that's how it is it?
Every woman for himself. Herself. Oh, drugs are still in my system.
Sorry,
where have you been?
Can't tell you that. Police business.
Christmas shopping?
We're getting you out of here.
Oh, where are we going?
No time for that. Get in the car.
I'm not leaving until you tell us where.
Toby, cuff him.
I'm holding a newborn baby.
Cuff her too, Toby.
I don't want to.
Just get in the car, John.
Fine. And then you'll tell us where we're going?
John, stop panicking. Just chill, babe.
Babe?
Yeah, it's not as though it's your first time going into witness protection. Yeah, looking great, Sarah.
Thanks, Officer Darren.
Now, don't call me that, please.
Oh, sorry. For security?
He wants people to call him D now.
Right.
Yep, I'm all about the D.
Do you think that means what you think it means?
Relocation by Robin Morgan, Episode 1.
I can't believe you let us wait 25 minutes outside the hospital. Where were you?
Told you, can't say. Police business.
We were in the canteen. The vending machine took his money.
Toby.
He complained to a nurse.
Yeah, Toby for the sake.
She refunded him.
Toby.
Out of her own pocket.
She'll get it back from petty cash.
Yeah, petty's the word.
Sorry, John?
Nothing.
Thought so. Toby left you.
Toby, why are you driving? Have you lost your licence, Dee?
Look.
And why aren't you driving? You're wearing driving gloves.
Shut it, Toby. Left you.
It's quicker this way.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologise.
Excuse me.
What is going on?
Nothing's going on. We're fine, aren't we, Uncle Dick?
Yeah, fine.
It's just been a reshuffle in terms of roles.
Have you been demoted, Dee? Is that what the D stands for?
Toby, crash the car!
John, don't be mean. I'm sorry, Dee.
I haven't been demoted.
I've been promoted.
Oh, well done, Toby.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, well done, mate. What job have you got now?
His.
Whose?
His.
Mine.
Whoa! When did that happen? Oh no, wait. Let me guess. Was it immediately after you allowed someone in your care to be discovered?
Yeah, around then.
So you have been demoted?
Piss off, Sarah!
Can you not swear at me in front of my daughter, please?
This isn't swearing. It's a bodily fluid. Something you, as a woman in labour mere hours ago, should be fully aware of.
Oh, that is lovely. So who is actually in charge of looking after us?
I am.
Oh, fun.
Look at this idiot. I bet he's on his phone. Beep him, probably. I'll put the blue lights on. I'll put the willies at him.
We're undercover and I'm driving.
Fine.
So how are you both finding the new job share?
It's great. It hasn't really changed our relationship at all, has it, Dee?
No, not at all, because I'm still your uncle and blood is thicker than job titles. I've always said that.
Right, here we are.
At a services?
Not just any services. We are at Lee Delamere.
It's his favourite.
Why wouldn't it be? What a place, eh? Go around, eh? Ooh, everyone, soak it in.
Is that a lorry driver taking
it? Yes. That's one of the perks of the job.
Sorry, why are we here?
Got a pickup.
Have you been demoted to an Uber driver?
Johnny John. You make fun of me again, I will kill you.
You are very sensitive today.
Who are we picking up, Toby?
Oh, as long as it's not.
Hiya.
Yep, there he is. Hi, Johan.
Can you put the window down?
Nope.
I know.
Child locks.
There you go, John.
Thanks. 5 stars for you.
What? Right, that's it.
Hi, mate.
Johan, get off me.
Why?
Because I need to kill John.
Oh, then no.
You're just going to keep hold of me, are you?
Yes.
Even if I do this.
Toby, can you put the window back up?
Good God, Johan, you're strong. How are you doing that?
I'm not letting anything happen to my goddaughter's parents. I might, that's the whole point.
Oh, thanks, Johan. How have you been?
Oh, I'm great. Look, I've got this for baby Helen. You did decide on Helen, right?
Yeah, Helen. I mean, not officially yet. I need to get the birth certificate, but don't know where we'll be living or what our names will be.
Yeah, classic first steps as a parent.
Is it?
Probably. I've never had kids. Toby! Cool badge, mate. Promotion.
Yeah.
I knew you'd get it. Couldn't happen to a nicer bloke.
Gotcha.
Right, should we make a move? Safe house check-in is at 2.
Check-in? Like a hotel? What time's check-out?
Whenever they finish, they're cleaning the walls of the...
Of the what?
Nothing.
Hello? This is a lush car. Nice and spacious for a big family, isn't it?
We're not a family, Johan.
We kind of are.
I think we are too, Johan.
See, John, a big family who are all going into witness protection because someone's trying to murder us. We are family, everybody!
Can you not sing that, please?
Sorry. We're all going into witness protection. Lots of worry for a decade or two.
Johan, please!
Oh, there is nothing to worry about, John. We got away! Baze won't find us again. We are safe.
Hmm.
John!
I said, hmm.
I think he will find us.
Why would he say that?
I don't know. He's done it once. Plus, he's very good at what he does.
Which is what exactly?
Crimes. He's good at crimes. He's done loads of them. Murder. Do you remember, John? You witnessed it.
Yes, Johan. That's sort of why we're here.
Yeah. So, murder, escaping prison, what else?
Not paying his TV licence.
Did he not pay his TV licence? Monster.
Are we nearly there yet? Baby Helen can't be in the car seat for too long.
Is that what they tell you now? Honestly, when Toby was little, we let him sleep in the car as long as he needed it.
Is that why I had to have back surgery when I was 9?
One of the reasons, yeah.
Did you look after Toby a lot when he was little?
A bit. We used to make sandwiches for him for nursery.
Oh, yeah, and you put peanut butter in them.
Yeah, I was the one who found out he was allergic to nuts.
Well, technically, it was the nursery staff.
John Devlin, really.
So, back to the question about my daughter's safety. Are we nearly there yet?
Yes, John, nearly.
Where are we going?
Wait, you don't know?
We're splitting this job down the middle. It's safer this way. It's for the best.
It's ludicrous, is what it is.
So is it just you that knows Toby?
That's right.
I've got a hunch.
Nobody asking.
Oh, where do you think it is, Johan?
For God's sake.
I think it's Newport.
Newport?
Yeah, big city living, more chance to blend in, more people around.
More people to spot us, more like. It's not going to be Newport.
Could be.
It's not going to be Newport, is it, Toby? Toby?
Toby, don't tell me it's Newport.
Why?
Because it can't be Newport.
Why?
I don't know why. I'm from Newport, you're from Newport. I've got history there, I've got previous there.
Previous?
It doesn't matter, because you're not going to Newport, are we, Toby?
No.
Good.
That road sign said Newport.
Johan! Fine, we're going to Newport.
Toby!
You saw me type the postcode in.
But I thought it was Newport, Cornwall, or Gloucestershire, or Somerset.
We're on the Isle of Wight.
And there's one in Essex as well.
In California.
Well, it's Newport, South Wales.
What's your previous date?
I don't want to talk about it.
Fine.
I also think it's a silly idea for what it's worth,
Toby. Why? Where would you have gone?
Stayed in here, Wayne, hiding in plain sight. Clever, eh?
No.
Well, each to their own. We're all going in.
Johan!
Smell in the air, can't you? Awful place. Here we go.
You're getting deja vu.
Why? Because we're being moved into a new safe house 4 weeks after we moved into the last one.
Probably not best to call it a safe house on the doorstep of your safe house there. Am I right in thinking that's Orby?
You are, yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, why are you asking him?
No reason.
We're both in charge here, right? Do you know that?
Whatever makes you happy.
Let's do the tour before this becomes an unsafe house.
Maybe we should close the door, you know, just in case any neighbours have heard us use that word 4 times already. I meant close the door after we've gone inside.
Oh, right.
You don't need to worry about neighbours.
Why?
Oh, you'll find out.
Yes, yeah, we'll find out. Find out now, please.
Well, let's just say I may be asking to borrow a cup of sugar.
What?
I might be asking for you to sign for my packages.
Are you flirting with him?
Don't be disgusting. We're neighbours. We live next door.
Nice! Oh. Keep your friends close.
Yeah, and you know that's not the full saying, right? Don't you? It's keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
I've always wanted police for neighbours. I already feel a lot safer.
They're not your neighbours, Johan. They're ours. Where's Johan living? Is it far away? Is it inaccessible by public transport?
Well...
Yeah, go on, tell him.
Tell us what?
Johan is living here, John. We couldn't afford a third safe house. Not enough room in the budget.
Yeah, now that there's 2 people doing my job.
Oh, nice! I'm going to put the Christmas tree there and there and there. This is... wicked.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
All of us, under the same roof. Can I share a room with Helen? Can I be a co-compare?
Do you mean au pair?
No.
Helen will be in our room for the first few months.
Oh, right. So we'll all share a room?
No.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to be woken up at all hours and witness me breastfeeding in the night.
I wouldn't mind.
I would.
Fair enough. Let me have a look at my room.
Oh, the soundproofing is great.
Oh, he's chosen the ensuite?
No, he hasn't. Johan, I want the ensuite!
You boys, play nicely! Oh, I know, Baba. Are you hungry?
Yeah. Whoa there, Sarah. Do you have to do that here?
What, in my house?
Well, I don't know. Is there a room you can go in?
What, the kitchen?
Yes. Yes, I eat in the kitchen.
I was joking.
Right, yeah, well, hey, eyes up, Toby.
Very dangerous situation to be in this climate.
What climate is that?
Please don't ask. Sarah, here are your new identities. Get Johan and John to have a read too.
Yeah, I will do, right after this feed. And jobs? What's John doing this time? Because he can't be a journalist anymore.
No, it's a dead industry, and it wouldn't be safe.
So what's he doing?
Well, I would have suggested he work on the toll bridge, but that's gone belly up, hasn't it? Thanks, Brussels.
Brussels?
But we're in uncharted territory here. John's very recognisable.
Because he's fit.
Well, yes, but I meant he's recognisable to Baze. It's probably not wise he leaves the house very often.
Because he's so fit.
Sure. So we thought, what with your new addition...
Eyes up, Toby. And don't call them new additions. They're breasts.
I think he was talking about baby Helen.
Yes, I realised as soon as I said it. And I'm sorry for gesturing towards them as well.
Yeah, but because of your new addition, we thought perhaps John could stay at home. And you could get a job.
Oh, you sound like Jeremy Kyle. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. Would that be okay to get a job?
Oh.
It's just because Baze doesn't know you. He doesn't know what you look like. I mean, compared to John, you're not as...
fit. All right, Toby, I've just had a baby. See how fit you are after you push a baby out of your...
I know it's difficult. It's just the safest option if you became the breadwinner.
Well, I suppose so.
Oh, great.
I mean, I could be. I love bread. And as much as I'd miss this little one...
Yeah, not looking.
Maybe John staying at home is a better idea. Very modern, too. Plus, I get to go out and explore this new city.
don't get your hopes up. It's Newport. It's a cesspit. Snakes and rats everywhere. And that's just the ex-wife.
I'm not going to high-five you.
No, I wasn't looking for a high-five. I'm just going to stroke baby Helen's head.
Could you do it when her head is slightly further away from my boob?
Yes, of course. Right, Toby, let's make a move. Oh, I can't wait to have a lay down for my really stretch out.
You might not be able to do that, Dee.
Why?
One set!
Morning, you two. Sounded like a bad night, so here's some tea. And Sarah, I've sterilised the bottle in case you want to give your boobs a break. Eggs are on. I'll see you downstairs in a sec.
John, am I wearing a top?
No.
Great.
I should get up for work. Wait, no. Do I have a job? They haven't even told us anything.
Oh, I forgot to say. No, you don't.
Oh.
I do, though.
You do?
I know. A woman with a job and a baby. Looks like I can have it all.
You gave birth 2 weeks ago. You can't go to work.
Well, someone has to.
I can.
No, you can't. You're too recognisable, they said.
That's nonsense. I'll grow a moustache.
Can you? Grow a moustache?
You're not going to work. We'll stay at home on benefits.
You can't stay on benefits all your life.
Sound like Jeremy Kyle. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. Look, it's fine. I'm happy to. Plus, this way you can be a stay-at-home dad and get to know Helen.
I know her pretty well.
What's her favourite colour?
She's 2 weeks old. She can only see in black and white.
She's not a dog, John.
I know that, but newborns can only see in black and white.
Is that true?
Yep.
See? Best dad ever.
But what about feeding?
I'll pump it.
Right, okay.
No, John. I'll pump it.
I'm not saying it.
I'll pump it.
Louder.
Pump it.
Louder.
Pump it.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're happy to leave her all day? You just don't know how you'll feel.
I'll be fine. Time for me to be the breadwinner.
You do love bread.
I do.
As long as you're sure. Plus, you know, I'm a modern man. This can work.
Of course it can. Oh, I can't wait to go for after-work pints. It's nearly Christmas party season. Oh, I'm going to get so drunk at that. Can't wait to get sacked.
Right, well, I would like you home if you can.
Don't be such a nag, babes. You're suffocating me. Do you reckon those eggs are ready?
Yeah.
Do you want me to have a break?
No, thank you, Johan. Helen, witness protection. Mummy, Daddy.
Right.
Please don't join in.
Sorry.
Right, I'm going to try the baby carrier.
It's called a papoose.
No, it's not.
Morning.
Oh, yes.
Morning. So, why don't you like Newport, Dee?
Not Terry. I just think.
Badly.
I know. Our bedroom's the other side of your wall. Baby Helen up, what was it, Toby? 12 times? Mm. 12 times?
Right? Yeah, it was about that. She kept waking up with these big clicks.
Old houses sometimes have these funny noises.
Yeah, well, we wondered if it might be the electric.
No, it's not the electric.
How can you tell?
Oh, because it was him cutting his nails.
Right, they're the bastards they are. Hard as nails. Hey, Toby, hard as nails.
Yeah, I heard you last night when you said it as well.
That is disgusting. Don't you mind, Toby?
No, not really. Once you've done the first one, it's quite relaxing.
You were cutting them for him. I mean, can we not talk about this over breakfast?
Why, God, some people are just so weird when it comes to cutting nails. I can't tell you the looks I had just yesterday for cracking out the clippers on a train.
On a train?
Yeah, I was going on a date, Sarah. Can't go on a date with long toenails.
Toenails?
Spare me your outrage, little snowflake.
Morning.
What in God's name are you wearing?
It's called a baby carrier.
A papoose.
Johan.
You look ridiculous. A man shouldn't be wearing something like that.
Snowflake.
What have I missed?
I made you a poached egg and these lot were talking about cutting toenails on a train.
Oh, I think I've lost my appetite. On a train.
I was going on a date.
A date?
Yes, thank you, John. None of this lot have asked me about it. Well, what have you asked me about it?
Oh, was she nice?
Okay.
Online. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, no one said it was.
No, it's not.
I set up a profile when we moved to New City and all that.
Oh, and you've had a date already, player.
I know I complain about you, Potobes, but I think you might be onto something with this one. She was gorgeous.
Amazing. And what does she do?
She was gorgeous, stunning, absolutely 10 out of 10.
Where does she live?
Honestly, fit as lush, total babe.
Do you know anything about it?
Not yet. No, that's more of a sort of third or fourth date, that sort of stuff, isn't it?
Will there be a third or fourth date?
Ooh, I reckon so, yeah. That's the thing about me, Toby. I'm very Moorish.
I agree, Helen. Right, I better be off.
Are you sure this is the best idea?
John, stop stressing, will you? The mother went to work minutes after I was born.
Yeah, and look how you turned out.
What, head of witness protection?
Co-head of witness protection.
Yeah, Toby, I was making a point, will you get off my back?
Yeah, look, you've turned out fine.
Well, as nice as the atmosphere is here, yes, I think I'll be fine, John. I'm a modern woman in a modern city.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, this is good, isn't it? It feels good.
Yeah, I feel fine.
What's your job, Sarah?
Temp agency. Right, Toby?
Right.
Wicked.
Is it?
No. I found out mine today, didn't I, boys?
Oh, what are you hoping for?
Judge? Yeah, I think I'd really suit the wig. Either that or a person who types in court.
You could always wear a wig for that.
Oh, that's true. This is win-win.
I'm so pleased. Right, I'm off. Love you.
Love you.
Johan, she's speaking to me.
I was speaking to Helen, actually.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm the new temp. You are tapping a sign that says, take a form, fill it in, return it to reception. Thank you. What a lovely, friendly sign. Name. God, I never checked. Oh, God. Do I put Helen? No.
You don't need to tap the sign, babes. I'm only asking you a question. We can all print a sign out, love. God, some people, eh?
Yeah.
Lush sign, no fair play. Clip art, is it? And word art. Oh, the full package.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Oh, I don't know my number.
Oh, you can check it if you go into settings.
No, my landline. I've just moved you.
Oh, and you had to get a landline. Annoying.
Had to. Wanted to. How else am I going to find out if I was in an accident that wasn't my fault? Use your brain, love.
Right, yeah. I just moved here too.
Oh, lush. Can we be mates? Best mates. What's your story? Why are you temping?
I love temping.
Do you?
Yep. And I lost my last job. Fired. He just came up to me one day and said, you're fired.
He never. What'd you say?
I said, thank you very much for the opportunity, Lord Sugar.
Yeah, keep it professional. Honestly, so many people unemployed now.
Yeah?
Yeah, me, you, Jeremy Kyle. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. What about you? What was your odd job?
I ran a newspaper. Up in the valleys.
Really? My partner used to read.
Well, got yourself a good one there then. Lucky you. Oh, I loved it. Cushy salary, company car. I could pick my hours. And then, for some reason, the paper had to fold.
No pun intended.
Pun? What's a pun then?
I wonder why it closed.
Well, some questions are meant to be unanswered, babes. Oh, your top's wet, by the way.
Oh, no.
Big night last night, was it?
What? No, I had a baby a few weeks ago.
And you're at work already? Oh, that's wicked. Girl or boy?
Girl.
Name?
Karen.
No way. That's my name. That's so weird. My last day at the newspaper, right, one of my writers had his first baby. That was a few weeks ago too, actually. Must be something in the water. Sperm, I suppose. Must be sperm in the water.
Must be.
You probably gave birth on the same day. Maybe you bumped into him in hospital. Tall, white man.
No, never seen one. What was his name?
Brian Harvey.
Christ!
No, not the Brian Harvey, sorry. I can see why that could have scared you. Just had the same name. Oh, he was a looker too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There was always a bit of flirting between us.
Oh, really?
Therefore. Yeah, but the past is the past. I got a fella now. You in tomorrow?
Yeah.
See you then. Give baby Karen a kiss from me.
Will do.
Can I ask, What did you type in to get that clip art? It's lush.
God, how small is this bloody country that we can bump into her?
Watch it, mate. And I have a bad word against this bloody country. Apart from the fact that when a film was on Channel 4, we got totally stitched up by S4C. I'll let you have that one.
I don't know what any of that means.
Apology accepted. Oh, happy we're in Newport now, Toby? Yeah. I'm not the only one with previous, you know?
Well, I would say she's previous.
What's your previous?
Shut it, Sarah.
I don't think it'll be an issue, John. Karen clearly didn't recognise Sarah.
Yeah, well, no. I never met her, did I? Just heard about her from John. I thought there was something familiar when she walked in. It was how you described her the first time you saw her. It's spot on.
I know, right?
How did you describe her?
Like an old drunk family dog.
John.
Yes, Johan?
I have brilliant news. I was just in the library.
Oh, that is brilliant news.
That's not even the brilliant part.
Oh, goody.
And they're running free baby classes every morning. We could take baby Helen tomorrow.
We? Why we?
Because it's good for their development. And it's good for our development as best friends. You know what they say? Keep your friends close.
Finish the saying, Johan. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Honestly, since Helen came along, I feel you and I have really regressed. We never hang out anymore.
Well, we never hung out before.
We don't have any you and me time.
We definitely didn't have any you and me time.
I think it'd be good for us. Relight the fire.
I think you should go.
Oh, thanks. Why is the mother of my child now telling me to relight my fire with a man?
It's a bloody good question. I'm not religious, but this seems very ungodly to me. Very London.
I like it. It's metropolitan.
You mean metrosexual?
Do I?
No.
I love living in a city. When in Newport?
Finish your sayings!
Fine. When in Newport, keep your enemies closer.
Ugh.
So we'll go tomorrow.
But, like, won't people think that we're, you know, both are dads?
And what would be wrong with that?
Nothing. But, like, I mean, it'd be
weird.
Well, I was going to say disingenuous.
Why would it be weird for two dads to look after a child?
Oh, don't start, Sarah. I'm not the enemy here. I got gay friends.
Like who?
Toby.
Toby, are you gay?
I don't think so.
Really? You haven't had a girlfriend in the 18 years I've known you.
Neither have you.
I went on a date 2 days ago.
You know you don't need to get a girlfriend just in case you bump into her.
Toby!
Ow.
Her? Who is her? Bump into who, her? Who is her, Toby?
Toby!
What's going on?
Nothing.
Something is going on.
Oh, come on, it's obvious. He's got previous in Newport. He's going on loads of dates here. He's clearly got an ex here. Right?
Yes.
Wow, Johan!
You are going to make a really good police officer.
I know.
It's my Auntie George. She's lovely.
Don't say that woman's name. And she's not. She's my awful ex-wife.
Oh, I didn't know you were divorced.
Well, I am.
Wicked. I've never met a divorced person.
Really?
One in three marriages end in divorce, Johan. Johan? Did you hear me?
Yes, and it's made me very sad.
Did you bring us here on purpose, Toby? So that they'd get back together?
Toby? Is that why?
No.
So why did you bring us here?
It's the only place I know. I thought I'd be more useful in a place I knew.
But instead, you've taken us somewhere where John's former boss now lives and put Helen in the same office she works at.
Yes.
Never mind, mate. It happens to anyone.
Does it?
If I bump into her, Toby, I will never forgive you. Never.
Okay.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, hasn't it, everyone? Right. Johan, yes, we'll go to that class tomorrow, and knowing our luck, we'll bump into bloody Darren Bays there.
Hmm. Has he got kids too?
What? No, it's because this country is so small.
Oh, that's a shame. I thought you could have, like, a dad friend. A right couple of dilfs.
Do you know what that means, Johan?
Yep.
Great.
So you just sign in here?
Yes, I can read the sign, Johan. Thank you. Is that clip art?
Fun, isn't it?
Sure.
And then here's the baby area, that bit's for older kids, and through there's the kitchen. Do you want me to take Helen?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, you too? First time here?
Yes, it is.
Honestly, it's so nice to see Dad's here. My husband would never come to a place like this.
Aww.
Aww, your husband sounds like a prick.
Johan!
I'm sorry.
He sounds awful, as do you. Goodbye.
Johan, what has happened to you today?
This was supposed to be me and you time, not me, you, and the mum who needs a root stunt time.
Look, I made an effort by letting you come here. The least you can do
Excuse
is...
Excuse me. Hi, have you signed in?
Hi, yes, we have.
Oh, great. I'm the course leader. I've just been told you've made a mum cry.
Well, no, gosh, she crying? No, I mean, that was a misunderstanding.
I just want to say thanks. She needs taking down a peg or two. My baby slept through the night from day one. Oh, piss off, Sandra, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Oh, do you want to help taking baby out the carrier?
It's called a papoose.
No, it's not, yeah, should I? Would that be best?
I think so, yeah. And then you could just let her explore. She is a girl, right?
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
No, not at all. If you need anything, I'm right here. My name's Joy.
Thanks, Joy.
Thanks, Joy.
Right, ladies, bring the babies over. Oh. Got yoga in five.
Well, thanks for Joy. 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 Oh, you don't think.
Right, everybody needs to stop leaving the house. How small a country is this bloody place that you can bump into her? And she's running a baby class. She hates kids. She never wanted kids. I'm surprised she hasn't eaten any of them.
Can you stop shouting?
She hated Toby. Toby, do you remember? She hated you.
I don't remember.
You're only little. Honestly, she looked you once dead in the eyes and called you fat, thieving.
Let's maybe stop this shouting. It's not good for Helen. It's not good for anyone on the street. You can hear screaming.
It's all right, John. This is Newport. We're fitting right in here. It's like Jeremy Kyleland over here. May you rest in peace.
I've got a text. Guys, like Love Island? No? Okay.
I still think Newport is the best place to be. I mean, we've hit a few speed bumps. John's met Auntie Joy. Sarah's met John's old boss, Karen.
Oh,
but...
John, she gave us these for baby Helen.
A sleep suit with baby Karen on it.
I told her she shouldn't have.
Since our baby's called Helen, yeah, she really shouldn't have.
She said it was hers as a baby.
Oh, God. Oh, God, it stinks.
But it's important to remember it's not all bad. Joy has no idea who you two are.
She seemed nice.
She really did.
Yeah, and you two clearly have no idea who she is.
And Sarah, I can't see your new friend being a problem.
They're not friends.
Oh, we kind of are. It was her who texted me then.
What?
And also, I think it might be good for us to become friends.
Why? On what planet would that be useful?
Because John, or whatever your new name is.
I don't know, I haven't read the file.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I really should do that.
What's my name?
Yoan.
What, again? That doesn't seem safe. I mean, I haven't even been given a job.
John, or... I should be her friend because she knows where Darren Bayes is.
What?
Karen knows where Bayes is.
How?
Because they're dating.
What?
She told me today.
How do you know it's Stephanie Bayes?
Because she just sent me this picture.
That's him! That's him! It's him! It's him with her! Oh, God!
Yeah!
Why has he got bunny ears?
It's a filter!
What do we do?
Nice one, Toby. Nice one. You've moved us to a place where not only my ex-wife lives, but also Karen and Darren.
You know, Karen and Darren, kids.
I'm sorry.
I reckon this is good.
How?
Keep your friends close, enemies closer.
Oh, now you say the whole thing.
Hate to say it, I think he's right.
Of course I am. Newport's a good choice, Tobes. I think we'll like it here. Think everything's gonna be all...
Finish the sentence!
Relocation was written by Robin Morgan and starred Steve Spears, Helen Monks, Clint Edwards, Vern Griffiths, Beth Granville, Catherine Stewart, and Robin Morgan. It was a Zipline production for BBC Radio Wales.